بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كما تحيون تموتون وكما تموتون تحشرون يوم القيامة. This is a rule. The way you conduct your life, you will meet death in the same way. And in the way that you die, you will be risen on the day of Qiyamah. Life is not a chance, it's not a lottery that if your name comes out, then you win, and if your name doesn't come out, then you lose. Had it been a lottery, then Allah Ta'ala would have not explained the virtues of the various deeds. Namaz, you will get this sawab, and wuzu, you will get this reward, and Quran Sharif tilawat, you will get this reward, zikr, you will get this sawab. So Allah Ta'ala would have not explained that, nor would Allah Ta'ala see the need to instruct us and command us to anticipate reward from Him, nor would He have asked us to strive. So on the one end, He shows us the rewards of the various deeds. Then He expects us to have hopes in His Zat and His being. And then He commands us to strive. So all these shows that with work, with effort, and with determination, the end and the consequence will come right, by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and the fazl of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What we are expected to do is to strive, go on striving, and hope in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, not in our own selves, rather in the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. In namaz also we have the frame of mind, this is the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. As far as I am concerned, I am nothing. This is the grace of Allah Ta'ala that has reflected on me, and as an effect, as a result of that effect, as a result of that effect, I am seeing whatever is happening. See, if that reflection is cut off me, then I am nothing. One needs to bring this concentration, this imagination in one's mind, that it is just the reflection of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that I am in the masjid, I'm performing namaz, I'm reciting Quran Sharif, I'm making zikr. The more one has this tasawwur, this imagination, and this thought, the more he will be on the way to progress, and he will be granted that protection from Allah Ta'ala. I am under divine mercy. It is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. It's a blessing of Allah Ta'ala. So this feeling must be constant. The more you bring it, the more you will find that Allah Ta'ala will bless you. And the effect of this feeling, see that I am under divine grace, I am under divine mercy, there will be about three effects that will be required and will be seen on that person who feels that. One is, you will be, as ever, you will be humble. Nothing, I am nothing. And I just genuinely I require that fuzzle and that blessing to reflect upon me all the time. Otherwise I'll be totally helpless. I'll be totally helpless. Right? So he will be ever humble. He will not consider himself to be worthy of anything, and nor will he attribute anything to himself. It is just Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala moves it away, shifts it away, then I'm nothing. Let's say extremely ugly looking person, from a village, no civilization, nothing. He's picked up a mirror on the road and he saw his own self, so he shouts at the mirror and he says to the mirror, Let's see how ugly you are. That is why you are thrown down here. Whereas he's insulting himself, he's swelling his own self, you see. So our own selves, we are nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just a heap of dust, worthy of nothing. Absolutely nothing. From head to toe, we are nothing. لولا الله ما صلينا وما تصدقنا وما صمنا. If it is not Allah Ta'ala, then we are nothing. It's just His grace. Just grace, that's all. So this is the first effect that is supposed to be seen in us. The more we have this imagination, this thought and this conviction that it is a result of His grace, the more you'll find you bring in humility in yourself. The various Anbiya, you hear the incidents in the Quran Sharif, and at the end, when they see themselves in all that greatness, in all that wealth, and all that majesty, then they say, Rabbi awzi'ni anashkura ni'amataka allati anamta alayhi. They don't ever lose sight. Inna hadha lahu al-fadlul mubin. Right? Hadha min fadli Rabbi. Whose statements these are? These are the statements of Anbiya. So that shows how deeply their minds were relating to the fact that all this is from Allah Ta'ala, and minus Allah Ta'ala's fazl, we are nothing. So this is the first effect that is to be seen in us. It is from Allah Ta'ala. Nothing from me, nothing, I am nothing. And it is not from me, it is from Allah Ta'ala. The second effect that is to be seen in that person who is convinced that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is then he will not despise anybody. He will not look down upon anybody. He won't consider himself to be superior, and he will not consider the next person to be despised. See, where we despise others is where we consider ourselves to be something more virtuous. Shaitan, he despised Adam alayhi salam. Right? Why he despised Adam alayhi salam? Because he thought that it was his achievement, his superiority. See, he forgot, he lost sight of the fact that it was Allah Ta'ala that made him out of the metal that he was made of. So he lost sight of that. When he lost sight of that, he despised Adam alayhi salam. So no matter what position you are holding, how high you are ranking, in all that highness, in all that majesty, you don't despise anybody. You just carry on as one of the crowd. After everything is said and done, then you say, "Wa ana min al-Muslimin." Though you're doing good work, I'm just one ordinary believer. Amongst other believers, I'm one believer. Nothing great, there's nothing big about me, nothing high about me. If you see anything, then it is the favor. It is a favor, that's all. Otherwise, without this favor, I'm nothing. Like your boss has asked you to drive or to pilot his jet, right? So when you're piloting the jet, you don't think anything of yourself. Not mine, it is the boss's. He has asked me to pilot the jet. I am grateful to him that he's allowed me to pilot it, to fly this jet. But other than that, it's not mine. It's no achievement of myself that I'm flying this jet. Okay? Though I look very high, high above the clouds, yeah? High above the buildings, the mountains, I'm flying so high, but really it's not mine. Not mine, I'm nothing. It is just the boss who's allowed me to fly this jet. Without the boss, I'm nothing. He commands, and immediately I must come down. By his command, I'm flying, but if he just has to retract his command, immediately I come down. And I see my value after that. So this is the second thing that will be seen in this person, is he will never despise anybody. First is he will attribute it to Allah Ta'ala. Number two is he will never despise anybody. Right? And the third effect that is supposed to be seen is this person's fear will always increase as he sees the favors of Allah Ta'ala raining upon him. Then he'll want that favor to be with him all the time. He will long for the favor of Allah Ta'ala to be with him all the time. He'll be very, very afraid of Allah Ta'ala's favor shifting away from him. If he sees himself in namaz or in any ibadat, whatever it is, then he'll want that favor to be with him all the time. So he's very afraid, very, very afraid. As the favors increase, then the fear also increases. When you see the fear decreasing in anybody, then you must understand that now it's a time for his decline. Or you see him despising anybody, consider himself as more virtuous, then you must consider himself on the decline. Or he does not attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he attributes it to his own achievement. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ إِنْدِي. Whose words were this? قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ إِنْدِي. Who said these words? Qarun said these words. So he attributed it to himself. And the Ahlullah at that time, they say, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا أَعْتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا أَعْتَاكَ اللَّهُ. It's not yours, it's Allah Ta'ala's. See the Ahlullah, where they were looking at, attributed to the right place. And what he said, أُوتِيتُ وَلَا عِلْمٍ إِنْدِي. So this is a point, this is an indication that he's on the decline. And then the decline came both literally and spiritually. Literally, فَخَسَفْنَا. We sunk him into the earth. Right? And spiritually also, poor chap is gone. Destroyed, ruined. And who he belonged to? He belonged to the family of Musa alayhi salam. قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى. Musa alayhi salam's family. Some say it was his cousin. So how close was the relationship? Family of Musa alayhi salam. He was amongst those 10 people who learned the Torah off by heart. Favored with worldly gifts and with spiritual gifts. But then the same thing that was in Shaitan came into him. Shaitan also felt that it was his achievement. So Qarun also felt that it was his achievement. Okay. So these are the three things that are supposed to be seen in a person as the gifts of Allah Ta'ala begin to manifest in him. The more the gifts of Allah Ta'ala are visible in him, then the more his attribution carries on. Allah Ta'ala is from you. Wallah, lawla Allah, mahtadayna, wa ma sallayna, wa ma tasaddaqna. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wherever he's going, Allah Ta'ala is your fazl, is your grace, is nothing from me. Whatever it is, small or big, then he links it up to Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is that morsel of food, or that drop of water that he is drinking, or that health that has been restored, Alhamdulillah alladhi afani, Alhamdulillah alladhi atamana, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana, Alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anil adha. So all the time, all the way, he's praising Allah Ta'ala, he's attributing it to the right place. And never will you find that person despising anybody. I think I'm a little bit better. If some buzurg comes, right, and from all the people he asks us to do something, or he shows us some type of exclusivity, right, then too you don't think yourself to be anything great and anything important. Yeah? This is normal with us, that if that buzurg had shown us some additional attention, then we think something of ourselves. No. We're still that Mr. Nobody, whether that buzurg gave us that special attention or not. maybe he gave us that special attention because he feels that you are even more in need of it. Others are already on the path of safety, but you are a little bit more in need of that attention. So I'll give you a little bit of attention, you'll come on the right. In his wisdom, in his outlook, in his vision, in the firasat Allah Ta'ala has blessed him, he feels that this person is really a Sakrat case. Because of the Sakrat case that he is in, I need to give him a little bit more attention. Right? So I'll give him a little bit more attention and he'll come right. Others, they're on the safe path, but this person is a Sakrat case. So let me give him a little bit more attention. So if that Buzurg or anybody showed us a little bit more attention, then it is because of the despicable condition that you are in. When a doctor walks into a room, then he'll see all the patients, and the one that is in the most miserable state, perhaps he will select him first. These other people, alright, he needs a Panado, he needs a Desperin, he needs an antibiotic, I will sort them out. But this person is a heart patient. Let me take him in the room quickly, just now. He may just have an attack, he may just collapse just now. What will happen? Let me go and treat him first. So because your condition is more pitiable, so he attended to you first. It's not that the doctor likes you more. It's not that you anywhere better than the rest of the patients. But no, it's because of the pitiable condition that you are in, the doctor took you in first. So this is how we take it, you see. So this believer at all times, at any given time, he must, the more he thinks nothing of himself, for now. The more he thinks like that, the more he is going up. And the moment he thinks I'm something, then you're catching it. You're going down. You'll find Hadith Shaykh Ramdari's kitabs. Towards the end, says, "Ya nalaik," and he writes about himself, "Ya napak," "Ya nalaik." All these words, why he says this? That the more he begins to recognize himself, the more he sees how helpless he is. What? Imagine now he's the Qutb of the time, the Ghaws of the time. But at that time also he feels nalaik, he feels himself helpless. Nalaik, nabakar, napak. Now why he says this? This is not just lip service. This is no formality. This is no pretending. It is a genuine feeling of the heart. I am like that. See? So when you're ascending, the more you ascend, then the more you feel that I am nothing. It is just Allah Ta'ala's sattari and his cover, his beautiful, his cover of beauty that has enveloped me. And it is that cover that people are praising. They're not praising me. It is Allah Ta'ala's beautiful cover that is shrouding me that people are praising. So these things, three things must become more and more manifest. One is, the more he sees things, then the more he attributes it to Allah Ta'ala, and the more he looks at his own weakness, inability, helplessness. Number two, you mustn't despise anybody. After all, the Sahaba Ikram, they were not short of anything. They had the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi, everything they had. But the moment their sight focused on themselves, they felt it was their own. Allah Pak's madad moved away from them in spite of them being with Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi. Thousands of Sahaba, and their nazar shifted to themselves. Is a'jabatkum kathratukum falam tughni ankum shay'un. When your numbers began to impress you, you became overawed with your numbers. You will crush your enemies on account of your numbers. The Allah Pak's madad moved away. Is a'jabatkum kathratukum. So the second thing is that you don't despise, you don't look down upon anybody. Like Shaitan, he despised Adam alayhi salam. For the rest of time, he becomes despicable. Right? And the third is that he considers himself very, very muhtaj, very, very in need, extremely in need. Just remember that Mawla Umar Pahanpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say, if you see a buzurg, you see a senior alim, then everybody wants to render some khidmat. Nothing wrong also in showing khidmat and respect to him. But he says really the virtue is, the virtue and the reward is in serving those people jo kasba pursi ke alam mein ho. This was his approximate words. Those people that got nobody to turn to, nobody really looks towards them favorably with sympathetic eye, nobody looks at them. But to make the khidmat of these people really, that will attract the favor of Allah Ta'ala, the attention of Allah Ta'ala. Because these people generally are in need. As far as the Buzurg and all is concerned, there's hundreds of people to see to him. His needs, his comforts, everybody wants to see. But these people, there's nobody for them. If you look at Abu Bakr's life, Umar's life, then they're also looking out for such people who's got nobody to pass that hand of affection over their heads. They're going, looking out for such people, making their khidmat with their own hands and coming. Right? Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib kare.